This is the truth. 神的话语被他们认了，我们必须要经历。我们得救还就在人一等，when
now we are justified by faith.
我们乃是因信之义,
so thank the Lord.
我们感谢神,
this is the first thing we all have to remember.
这是我们,
and I think every Christian they know this part very well.
我相信的每一个基督徒,
if you go to any congregation today, they all preach this salvation. Now you will go to heaven. You no longer go to hell. If you believe in Jesus Christ,
that's one of
the mysteries.
This is the beginning.
Before we were saved,
we
had no place in the house of God. We have no place in the presence of God.
我们在神的面前没有地位。
We will be struck to death. No one can stand before the presence of God.
没有一个人能够在神的面前站立。
What is justification?
那么怎么是正义呢?
Justification means that as if you have never sinned before.
正义呢就好像
我们从来没有犯过罪一样。 Now brothers and sisters, it is wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们,
now all the eyes of God are so penetrating. The memory of God was so wonderful. Now how could he forget that we are sinners? When we are being clothed with Christ, see, we know that Christ as our righteousness. When God sees Christ, now, brothers and sisters, we have been justified.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就有生意,
as if we never
fall. So, brothers
and
sisters,
this is the truth.
这乃是,
this is revelation.
这乃是启示,
you have to take it by faith. Brothers, now you can stand before in the presence of God.
所以弟兄们,
every time by the blood of our Lord Jesus,
每一次都是借着,
we are standing in His presence. Yes, sometimes we fall.
是有时候我们还会有点，有的时候我们犯罪得罪他，若是我们肯认自己的罪，那么我们的交通就有恢复。每一次都是在我们主耶稣基督的宝血之恩，我们就有勇气可以站在他的面前。
Because of that truth, we ought to live a life.
我们就应该过一种的生活。
Now, if you live a life,
若是我们过一种的生活,
that life should match you with that truth.
那个生活应该和那个真理是相配。
Now, how do you know that you are justified by faith?
我们怎么知道自己是因信称义的?
How do you know that you already secure a place?
我们怎么知道我们已经在神的面前得着了一个地位?
Thank God.
感谢神。
When we come to the third group of epistles,
而我们来到第三组的书信,
now it was Paul who told us in Ephesians.
乃是保罗在以弗所书告诉我们,
you see that brothers? What an interesting passage is. When Paul outlined this justification by faith, sanctification by faith, and glorification by faith.
当保罗纲要地说到因信称义、因信成圣和因信得荣耀的,
now, of course, in the second group, Paul stressed on the side of the cross.
当然, 在第二组里面, 保罗是强调, 十字架,
now, when Paul talked about the life science,
当然讲到, 十字架生命的意义,
talk about the resurrection and ascension of our Lord,
讲到我们主的复活和升天,
he still talk about justification by faith,
仍然讲到因信称义,
but now it's the whole epistles of Ephesians to tell us what is justification by faith.
保罗用了整个以弗所书来告诉我们什么叫做因信称义,
and cross tell us something negative.
实际上告诉我们消息的一面,
life or Christ always give us something positive.
生命或者基督总是给我们正, Now, the true, the higher interpretation, the full interpretation is given in Philippians.
So, many people are busy with theology. They only remember Romans and Galatians. They forgot Ephesians, Colossians, and
Galatians.
You have theology. What theology? Right thinking in Christ. That's our theology. But don't forget. Now, right thinking is not everything. You need that right living in Christ to match with the right thinking in Christ. I respect you very much if you have the right thinking in Christ. But I want to see how you live that life. We believe every word given from the Bible. We are all foolish. We do not know what happened with us. So from the situation, sometimes when we are cured, all because not thank God for the doctors. But which one is the best?
哪一个是最好的？
She did not feel mad just to go through any operation or any other other My mom and sisters. Yes, doctor can give us some suggestions. My mother, who already 93 years old. If I remember correctly, 5 years ago. She got some kind of cancer. If you really believe in God, you have to remember the wisdom is from God. Now, if my mother went through operation 5 years ago, according to some doctor, some kind of cancer cells, if they are being stirred, then it's probably getting worse.
今天这个宇宙
is very different between a physical is very different from the universe 3,000 years ago.
和3000年前的宇宙是非常不同。
It's very different.
非常的不同。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because 2,000 years ago,
因为在2000年之前
，Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上。
Because what happened on the Mount of Calvary?
因着在加略山上所发生的事情
，Now the whole universe become very different one。
那么现在整个宇宙就变得非常的不同。
Now the interpretation of the universe is different now。
那么现在对整个宇宙的解释就不一样。
You know why？
为什么呢
？Because when Jesus died for us on the cross，
因为当耶稣为我们在十字架上而死的时候
，Then this planet become the outcourt of the temple of God。
我们就看见这个地球的就成为神圣殿的外院。
Now, brother, how do you define outcourt?
弟兄们，我们怎样定义外院
？Now, outcourt is where the altar is.
外院乃是祭坛所在的。
The altar always represents the cross.
祭坛一直都预表着代表着
神。In the Old Testament, this is only nothing but a shadow.
在旧约里面，这不过是影。
But one day,
但是有一些
that altar will become real.
那一个祭坛变得真。
And 2,000 years ago, you know that Jesus died on the cross.
2000年前，我们知道主耶稣为我们在十字架上而死。
And from that time on,
从那一次开始
our planet is not just planet.
我们那个地球呢，不仅仅是一个星
球。Now, our planet become the outer core.
这个地球呢，就成了外院。
Thank God.
And
after his resurrection,
那么在他复活之后
he ascended to heaven.
他升到高天。
Now how he ascended to heaven?
他怎样升天的？
That was the report of John.
照着约翰的记载。
On the Mount of Olives,
从在橄榄山上。
We only saw a cloud to take away our Lord, receive our Lord to the throne.
他看见一朵云彩将我们的主接到。
That's what I saw. That's what John saw.
但是约翰所看见。
But for many years,
但是许多年来
，He did not know what happened beyond that cloud.
但是他却没有看见在这个云彩之上发生什么事。
Thank God.
感谢神。
You know what he was at Patmos.
当他在拔摩海岛的时候。
And then our Lord Jesus tried to open the veil.
那么我们主耶稣基督呢，就试着揭开那个幔。
So no wonder in the first verse of the Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
难怪呢，启示录第一句话就讲到耶稣基督的启示。
Gospel of John.
那是约翰福音。
Again, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
仍然说到耶稣基督的启示。
But it's revelation this side of the cloud.
但是。在这个云彩之下的声音。
But if you want to know the other side,
但若是你要云彩之上那一面
，It was a riddle to eyes to John.
对约翰来讲，好像谜语。
Thank God.
那是感谢神。
Now you receive the revelation.
现在他得
过了。Now you know what happened after beyond that cloud.
现在我们知道在这个云彩之上的发生的。
When our Lord ascended to heaven.
当我们的主升到天上。
So when you read the first three chapters of Revelation,
所以说是我们读启示录头三章。
Now you see what happened beyond the cloud.
我们就看见了在云彩之上发生什么事。
And you see the first three chapters.
然后在这三章中
，you discover our Lord Jesus in a sanctuary, in a holy place in the heaven.
我们看见我们的主耶稣基督在天上的圣所中。
And then when you come to the fourth chapter and fifth chapter,
然后到第四、第五章
，you see the throne of God.
我们就看见神的宝座。
So that means our Lord entered into the holiest of holies.
那意味着我们的主进到了至圣所里。
Remember, brothers,
弟兄们，请记
住 ，before our Lord's crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension,
在我们的主被钉十字架。复活的升天之前
，That true temple is nothing but shadow.
犹太人的圣殿不过是个影儿。
When that altar become real,
然后那一个祭坛变得真。
When the holy place become real,
然后那个圣所变得真。
When the holy become real,
当那个至圣所变得真。
So my brothers and sisters,
为弟兄
姊妹 ，After the Lord's crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
在我们主被钉十字架复活和升天之后
everything becomes real
每一件事的实际的出现。
So now you know how to explain the whole universe.
所以现在我们就知道怎样来解释这个。
The universe is nothing but the Lord.
这整个宇宙就是神的殿。
Now we are who in this planet.
我们在这个地球上。
We are in this outward.
我们是在外面。
Then when our Lord is ascended to heaven.
当我们的主升到天上。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
Actually, he is from outward to the holy place.
他就从外面进到这里。
And from holy place to the holy place.
然后从圣所进到的就是
brother and sister
弟兄姊妹
that ascension of our Lord
那是我们主的升天
so he has created a new and living way for you and for me
所以他为你和我开了一条又新又活的
and in the New Testament
在新约中
we are the temple of God
我们成了神的
we are the house of God
我们乃是神的家
so brother and sister
所以弟兄姊妹
whenever we enter into the holiest of holies
所以当我们进到至圣所的时候
now if you go to the holy of holies
若是我们进到至圣所
if we are being seated with Christ in the heavenly places
若是我们已经与基督一同坐在
what does that mean
那什么意思呢
that means we secure a place in the holy of holies
那意味着我们在至圣所里面得着了
家人Almost impossible, brothers.
The Old
Testament time,
in the 旧约时代
once a year,
一年一次
and a high priest,
大祭司
with the blood,
带着血
tried to represent the whole congregation of Israel,
还要代表着以色列全会众
and then he got into the holy of holies,
然后他就进到至圣所里
So brothers,
所以
if you want to enter there,
若是我们想进到那里
you need the blood of sacrifice,
我们需要的祭物的血
you have to go to the, so first up in the altar,
所以第一站才是到
then the holy place,
然后到圣所
now we know the theory,
我们都知道这一个
you know the picture,
我们也看见这个
we are there,
但是我们全从来没有
the Old Testament time,
在旧约
Only one high priest there.
只有一年一次一个大祭司进去。
Why?
为什么
？As a sinners.
因为我们
all sinners.
我们都是罪。
We will never secure a place in the presence of God.
我们在神的面前永远不可能得罪一个。
We will be stoned to death.
我们会被击杀而死。
Because in the throne of God.
因为在神的宝座。
What do you have?
我们看见什么
？Actually, what you have is the glory of God.
我们看见的是神的荣耀。
That glory of God will strike us today.
神的荣耀要击杀我们。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，为了那个人
，is one day the glory of God.
就是有一天我们听见了一个
信息。We have been seated with Christ in heavenly places.
我们与基督一同坐在天上。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思
？We have secured a place in the holy of holies.
我们在至圣所里面得着了一个地位。
Now when you go to the holy of holies.
当我们进入至圣所里
，Now what Solomon tells us，
作诗的人告诉我
，David told us，
大卫告诉我
，Now we will come to your footstool，
我们要来到你的脚凳前下拜。
My brother and sister，
我亲爱的弟兄
，What is footstool？
什么是脚凳呢
？Now footstool in the Old Testament referred to the ark in the Holy of Holies，
在旧约时代的那一个。至圣所里面的约柜就代表着神的脚凳。
Now God's throne is in heaven.
神的宝座在天上。
His leg represents His presence.
他的脚代表着他的存在。
So He extended His presence all the way to the planet.
所以他把他的存在一直延伸到地上。
So He needs a footstool to place His foot.
所以他需要一个脚凳来放他的脚。
So when you come before the footstool.
所以当我们来到那个脚凳前
，It means that you come to the feet of God。
那意味着我们到了我们神的脚前。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that?
我们看见。
Whenever you are in the holy place，
当我们在至圣。
In the holy of holies，
我们在至圣所。
When you worship Him，
我们敬拜。
And then when you are at the foot of His footstool，
然后我们来到他的。脚凳前
What does that mean? Simply means that we are at the foot of our Lord.
那就是告诉我们，我们在我们主的脚前。
Now you understand.
现在我们明白。
Why Mary always sitting at the feet of Jesus? Jesus.
为什么玛利亚总是坐在主的脚前？
Why?
为什么？
Because when Mary was sitting there,
因为当玛利亚坐在那里，
Heaven is there.
天是在。
Heaven is heaven because Christ is there.
为什么天是天呢？因为基督在那里。天堂。
Now heaven is no longer heaven because Christ is not there.
若是天堂呢，基督不在那里，它就不是天堂。
So why? So Mary was sitting at the feet of Christ.
所以当玛利亚坐在基督的脚下
，Actually being in the Holy of Holies，
实际上他是进入了至圣。
And not only that，
不仅那样
，Mary was sitting at the feet of our Lord。
玛利亚是坐在我们主的脚前
，Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹。
When you are at His feet，
当我们在他的脚前
，You will discover，
我们要发现
，That feet are different from the any other。
那个脚呢是跟这个不是脚不一样
，because that feet, those feet with the scars, he that with the scars of the cross.
因为那一双脚呢有十字架上的伤。
No longer, no wonder. When Mary listened to the word and feet of our Lord.
难怪当玛利亚听我们主的话
，when she was touched by what happened at the feet.
当她摸到了在这双脚上面所发生的。
So she was able to come to she was able to to let the ointment go.
所以她就能够舍弃那个膏油。
So that's her consecration.
那就是她的神
圣奉献。
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白。
Now we have been secure of faith in the.In what we have been secure a place in the Holy of Holies.
我们已经在至圣所里面得着了一个地位。
What does that mean?
这什么意思
？Because God only put us in Christ.
因为神已经把我们放在基督。
What do we mean by in Christ?
在基督里是什么意思
？In Christ simply means that we have been justified.
因为在基督里，简单的意思就是我们已经被称为。
In Christ is the right thinking.
在基督里呢是有对的。
How about living in Christ? That's right living.
住在基督里那是对的。
How do you know that you are justified?
我们怎么知道我是被称义的
？When you are at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
当我们在我们主的脚前。
Now brothers, anyone who is in the Holy of Holies,
任何一个在至圣所里的人
，When they are in the fellowship, when they are in the presence of God,
当他们在神的同在里。
Now they can help but worship.
他们除了敬拜之外，
是的 ，So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄
，Now you see, if anyone who is justified,
如果我们看见任何一个被称义的
，He is a praise worshipper.
他必然是一个
He 敬拜 must worship God in spirit and in truth.
他必然在灵和诚实里面来
敬拜。So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，
In the second group of epistles，
在第二组的书信
，We have the truth of this justified faith。
我们看见有因信称义。
Now in this wonderful letters to Ephesians， you have the living of justified faith。
在以弗所这一卷奇妙的书里面，我们看见因信称义的生活。
We always have the fellowship with Christ。
我们都。一直能够和基督有一个奇妙的
交流，
然后我们就进。
As individual as a corner，
不仅是个人的，也是团体。
Every time when we gather together at the Lord's table，
每一次当我们聚在主的桌子
，What does that mean？
那是什么意思
？We are being justified by faith。
我们已经因信称义了。
We have secure faith in God。
我们在神的家中得着了地位
，Brothers and sisters。
弟兄姊妹
，Thank God for that。
为此我们感谢。
And we。This called justification by faith.
这个叫做因信称义。
Then this is only the initial step.
然后这不过是初步而已。
We have to grow.
我们还需要
brothers and sisters. Justification means this.
称义的意思。
We are being delivered from the judgment and punishment of sin. Our sin.
我们从我们罪该受的审判和刑罚中得了拯救。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Now the blood of Jesus.Will cleanse all our sins.
主耶稣基督的血要洗净我们一切的罪。
Don't forget.
但是请不要忘
了
这个罪仍然
在 We still live in the flesh. Five ones.
我们有没有希望？我们有没有希望把自己抱起来？难道把自己拿起来？那不可能的。因为我们受地心吸引，因为我们看见这个秘诀乃是在基督。这是一个属天的受，这是一个属天的受。
If you want to put your flesh to death.
就是我们要将我们的肉体自己。Now you have to remember what are you? 我们需要记得我们在。You have to be seated with Christ in heaven. 我们必须与基督一同坐在天上。If you are high enough, 就是我们足够高的。You will be delivered from all. 我们需要从所有的肉体中蒙拯救。There was a true story. 有一个真实的故事。In China. 在中国。In the Second World War.
在二次世界大战。Now there was an airplane. 有一架飞机。By that time, you know, it's old one, very old one, not jet or propeller. 在那个时代的飞机呢，现在看很古老。Then one time on this traveler while he was driving，有一个飞行员在他发现，在他飞行的时候。And he discovered some rats in the
rats。他发现，在飞机里面，有一些老鼠。
So he didn't know what to do. But then he got an idea. So then he really let, so he really fly that airplane up and up. Now when that airplane really reached certain heights,
当那一个飞机呢达到一个高度的时候,
then this rat cannot breathe.
这些老鼠呢呼吸不到空气，受苦的是，弟兄姊妹，这些老鼠通通。Now that's the secret of life. That's the secret of life. How we can overcome? How we can be delivered from this?
Remember the Spirit, Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit.
请记得圣灵乃是。
神圣，那一个生命乃是神圣的。You know, there is a kind of animal called silver rat. 银色的有一种的动物叫做银鼠。You know, because the fur was like silver. 因为它们的毛呢像银色，white and no dirt at all. 全身是银白色，一点斑点。So how are you going to hunt such an animal?
我们怎么样能够捕捉这种？So
the hunter really know the nature of this silver rat.
那些猎人他们知道这个银鼠它们的。When
the silver rat was being chased, that way they will go home.
若是，他们
will go back to the cave.
若是他们被追赶的话，他们一定会回到他的洞。So
the hunter will put some dirty things just in front of the cave.
所以这个猎人呢，就在他的洞口放一些很污秽的东西。So
now when you know when the silver rat tries to go back to its cave，
所以当这个银鼠想要回到自己洞里的时候。And
then when he saw the dirt，
他一看那些污秽的东西，Now
the nature in him, the life in him，
在他里面的生命的习性。He
just could not go back to his cave，
他就没有办法再回到自己洞里。Then
his face turned。
Thank God for that.
我们为此感谢。You will no longer live under the bondage of sin.
我们再不活在罪的捆绑。
you are free person. You are free indeed. What salvation can do for you and for me? Not getting saved.
Which is so
not only in your state,
that is
not only get you into the family of God,
which is
not only the kingdom of
interior,
not only 11 years,
that is what the
second 11 years. 所以弟兄们，what does this mean？
这是什么意思？This
means overcome.
这意味着。
So I said, well, that means in the thing that you said it, we are told that we are citizens in heaven.
在腓立比书里面告诉我们说，我们是先造的。According to our law，照着我们的主
we have to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们应该努力的进天。
Now kingdom for us will be a reward.
这个天国国度呢，对我们来讲是一个奖赏。所以弟兄姊妹
，Now if you really put all these together，
若是我们把这些都放在一起，因信称义
，glory sanctification by faith，
因信成圣
，and glorification by faith。
因信得荣耀
，You not only have right thinking，
我们不仅有对的思想
，That truth，
那个真理
，And you also have right living，
我们现在也有对的生活
，That's light and the way，
那才是生命和道路
，That's why Jesus said I am the way， the truth and the life，
这是为什么我们主耶稣说的，他是道路、真理和生命
，You only occupy with theology，
这是我们仅仅。 充满了神学。What
do you have?
那我们有什么呢
？Thank God for that.
我们为此感谢。We can
have of it.
至少我们有它的一半。We
do beautiful theory.
我们有一个美丽的理论。How
can you live out that life?
我们怎么样能够活出那个生命
？Oh, brother and sister.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Now you understand.
现在我们明白的 word， 生命的道。
So may the Lord speak to us.
愿主真实向我们的心。And
we should hold fast the word.
我们应该实践生命之道。
Why we are holding fast?
为什么我们应该
There is a possibility.
有一个可能
For Paul to labor in vain.
就是保罗也会徒劳。
So that's why we have to hold fast the word of faith.
这是为什么我们需要实践生命之道。
Now, brothers, I think my time is gone.
弟兄们，我想我的时间已到。
I will continue my message when I answer your questions.
当我回答，但问题的时候，我要继续。有一些弟兄姊妹问到的超级的，有一些弟兄姊妹问到的超级的，我想在我们的主题的经文，因为时间的限制，因为我只涵盖了个人的生命。
我只涵盖了个人的生命，但实际上，the principle applies to all Christians individual
life，在我们基督徒个人生活上的原则，also
applies to our corporate，
同样也应该应用在我们团体的生活。As
individuals，
作为个人
，we are stars，
我们乃是星。As
a corporate，
作为团体
，we are that wonderful。
我们乃是在奇妙的月亮，所以愿主向我们的心说话。亲爱的主，我们真实把这些话语交托在你的手中。我们何等的不配，要受恩，我们何等的喜乐。因为你的话语是何等的伟大，奇妙的事。 超越，所以我们期待主能够继续使用你，所以我们求你继续在我们每一个人的身上修理作用。We
translate this word into the level that all the artists，
将这些话语照着我们能体会的程度解释给我们，
请 revive your work，
在这些日子复兴你的工作，奉我们主耶稣基督的名，阿门。